This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Students attending school on top scholarships are receiving letters that they'll owe 60% of their tuition in the spring semester. Speaking on his monthly radio show, Governor John Bel Edwards says it didn't have to be this way.
TOPS is, unfortunately, it's not funded at 100%. The legislature, led by a few, I think, misguided individuals, convinced themselves that there would be more revenue realized than the fiscal notes said. They voted to fund TOPS at $210 million when it's actually a $300 million program. Mm-hmm.
This is the first time TOPS students will have to contribute towards their tuition.
And it's unfortunate because we gave the legislature several options that they could choose from to avoid this problem and fully fund TOPS. They chose not to.
Asked about the failure of a constitutional amendment that would have taken tuition-setting authority away from the legislature, giving it to the colleges and universities, the governor said,
I don't think they wanted the universities to have direct control over tuition, and I know the higher education community really wanted to get control over the tuition component of their funding.
He noted that a bill passed earlier this year uncoupled TOPS awards from tuition.
So that increases in tuition don't automatically increase the cost of the TOPS program, so that those tuition increases would be borne by the parents or by the students.
That bill by State Senator Jack Donahue caps the total for TOPS at the amount available this school year. The governor says he'll give lawmakers another chance this spring to fix TOPS for the next school year.
I will again propose measures to the legislature that will fully fund TOPS going forward.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.